I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Well, the debates are over, and now Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are going to hit the road in earnest for the final 2+ weeks of campaigning. They both have a lot of work to do, no matter what the polls say, and there are countless constituencies that can't be taken for granted by either side. Take Florida's Haitian community. In the past, it's been a solid voting block for Democrats. But listen to what Trump said last night at the debate in Las Vegas.
You take a look at the people of Haiti. I was at Little Haiti the other day in Florida. And I want to tell you, they hate the Clintons because what's happened in Haiti with the Clinton Foundation is a disgrace.
We'll hear more about how people in Haiti feel about Bill and Hillary Clinton in just a few minutes. First, we head to Miami's Little Haiti section. WLRN reporter Nadege Green talked to some voters there.
Mapalo, Trump. Okay, Trump mapalo. Self-equality.
I'm at a restaurant in Little Haiti with Edouard Salnave. He supports Donald Trump. His daughter, Rachel Salnave.
I don't agree with his decision to vote for Trump.
I don't care. You don't like it? Okay. If you don't want me to be your father anymore, change who you're going to vote and vote for Trump.
Dad, Edouard has been a U.S. citizen for 50 years. He was a Democrat until this year, when he switched his party affiliation to Republican.
I believe in Mr. Trump. He's believe in America.
We met before the tapes came out, where Trump boasted about groping women without their consent. Edouard says he still stands by Trump. Rachel was a Bernie Sanders supporter, but back at the restaurant, she said she's not with her, Hillary Clinton. Rachel does know who she's not voting for, Donald Trump.
See, the thing is, this is like a political chess move. So if I go ahead, and many of the Haitians here go ahead and say, we're definitely not voting for Trump, so our only answer is Clinton, then does she have accountability? Because she knows we'll vote for her.
Clinton's problem among Haitian Americans, who mostly lean Democratic, is similar to what she faces in other Black communities. People are not excited about her candidacy. When Obama ran for office, songs about him in French and Creole blasted in Creole language radio programs.
Obama, Obama, Obama.
For Hillary Clinton, there are no songs. Clinton has a complicated history in Haiti. As Secretary of State, she was sharply criticized for helping to get former Haiti President Michel Martelly elected. And the Clinton Foundation continues to face backlash over its role in Haiti after the 2010 earthquake. Critics say there's a lack of transparency about what the foundation has done there. When Donald Trump spoke in Little Haiti, Gelson Lorissant came to hear him.
The Clintons had been running the country for so long, and they have not done anything for the Haitian community. Now I think it's time to give the baton to Mr. Trump.
Just a few doors down from where Trump visited, there's a Clinton campaign office. The campaign ran a radio ad in Creole called La Kainu, Our Home.
Pi groupe pa nou an, pi soufri pase an pilote. Hillary Clinton comprend tribulation a passé yo.
The narrator says Hillary Clinton has a plan to build a stronger economy and better paying jobs. But getting out the vote for Clinton is still a challenge. Francesca Menez is working on Black immigrant outreach in Florida. She understands the reluctance some Haitian Americans have towards Clinton.
So it's like, how do we get our people to actually mobilize for her?
Back at the restaurant in Little Haiti, Edouard Salnave and his daughter, Rachel, are finishing lunch. Edouard says ever since he became a Trump supporter, he doesn't have many fans.
Everybody disappointed for me because I do that. I don't care.
He points to his daughter, Rachel.
She don't like me.
Of course I don't hate him. Of course I don't hate my father.
Rachel disagrees with her dad's choice, but she says she's still a fan of his. For The World, Nadege Green, Miami.